Hello, everyone. This is the Laughing Buddha, and you are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries. And yes, we're back in the car. And the reason for that is it's Tuesday, the 22nd of May, and I am off to the movies. I'm finally getting around to seeing the new Avengers movie. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see it in 3D. I don't normally step out on a Tuesday evening, but you know what? Sometimes you just have to say fun is more important than anything else. So, holy Toledo listeners, where do I begin? What has been going on? It's just been kind of a clusterfuck lately. Pardon my French. Work is kicking my ass. And as you know, I have a vacation scheduled up, so I am trying to wrap up loose ends and to get my ducks in a row before taking this time off. And it feels just like a Herculean task. So I haven't been in the best of moods the last couple of days. I've wanted to record this podcast, but as anyone of you knows who has actually recorded a podcast, sometimes you just don't feel like it. So lately I haven't felt like it, but I figured before more time passes, I should give you an update. So, before we get too much farther into it, let's do this. I want to share some voicemails that I received, and then we'll talk about them a little bit. So here they are. Let's do this. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy. Kind of busy. Kind of busy. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy. Just a second. It's my favorite song they're gonna play. And I cannot text you with a drink in my hand. Eh. You should have made some plans with me and knew that I was free. And now you won't stop calling me.
Driver, and I'm calling to report that I have not yet received my free pill bottle in the mail. I'm a little concerned because in the case of a real emergency, I will require copious amounts of medication. So I just wanted to confirm that I was on your list. Secondarily, I would like to say that I do enjoy the Laughing Buddha Lounge as I listen to it on when I'm at the gym or when I'm washing the car. As well as the Saturday matinees. But not as much as I enjoy hearing the Laughing Buddha give a report about his daily life. Those are my favorites. Thirdly, I just like to clear up this a little mystery I have here. Here in Canada, we have a vacation called Victoria Day, which is on the 21st of May, but you seem to indicate you have Memorial Day on the 28th. So, to use the words of Poppy Smelly, please to explain, which is it? Is it the 21st or the 28th for Memorial Day? Inquiring Canadian minds want to know. Thank you very much.
Hello, Laughing Buddha. It's Colin Hawaii. I love your recent podcast, especially your pick of the TED Talks that you like to discuss with your listeners. As far as the medicine bottle, in response to that, I think it's complete batshit. And no, we don't have that in Hawaii. Thank the Lord. Just kidding. Thank Hydrative. So, anyway, yeah, I'm glad and I hope it never gets here. Hawaii's, you know, big thing is military base. Ooh, they're going to hit Hawaii first because it's military bases and then the observatories. But I guess, like you, I don't listen to the news with much regularity. I pick and choose who are you, what stations I pay attention to, and most of them, my information comes from online news sources. Anyway, I won't ramble anymore. I love the podcast, and have a good week. Bye.
So, my thanks go out to the Faye driver and Kyle in Hawaii. Thank you, two gentlemen, for calling in. So, since I started with Faye's call, let's talk about yours first, Faye. I'm sorry you didn't get medicine, but you know what? We can self-medicate at any time. It's called vodka or bourbon or whatever it is that your poison is. Now, I had to look up Victoria Day because, you know, I am not Canadian. And that is your May holiday, which commemorates the birthday of Queen Victoria. Well, how monarchical is that? So, Faye, I hope you enjoyed your day off. Now, Monday, Monday in the United States is Memorial Day, which in the very beginnings of Memorial Day was the commemoration of the Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War. And I think that was started in 1860-something, 1868, but don't quote me on that. While I like history, I'm not a date person where you can just kind of point the trigger and say, hey, the Magna Carta was in such and such. Everybody should know what the Magna Carta is, but anyway, I'm digressing. So later on, it became the commemoration of those military men and women who gave their lives during the Civil War. So that's your explanation of Memorial Day, Faye Driver. So thank you for that. And Kyle in Hawaii, you know, thanks for your call. It's really great to hear from you, that you take the time to do that. And actually, I've also been hearing some of your other voicemails on other shows, and they say you're a hottie. And I have yet to see a picture of you. Now, this doesn't need to be an inappropriate picture. But if you are a listener of mine and would like to send me a picture, you can do so by writing to me via email at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com. I would really love that. What else is going on? Well, I told you work was a bit of a bear, and I've kind of been in a foul mood, and so I've just kind of backed off on some things and decided, I'm going to have to let some of these things go, and just we're going to do our best and try to use the time away from work to kind of recharge. I've really been needing it lately. As some of you may know, I work for a nonprofit, and I work in membership and development, which is the department that is in charge of raising a large chunk of money for the organization, and we are coming up on our fiscal year end. We have, last time I checked, was about $3 million to raise in this last six-week period. So that's quite the task. And needless to say, everyone is pulling off all the stops. So all of our constituents are getting in touch with us to tell us all kinds of things and to, of course, give us money, which is appreciated and needed. So what's been going on with you guys? I'm not sure what else I can tell you. I am taking time off, as you know, so you may or may not get a podcast next week. We'll just have to see how things go. And we'll just take it as we go. I may be in the mood, I may not be in the mood, but I'm trying to keep my schedule very open and free. Trying not to schedule too many things. That's kind of been my problem lately. I've been saying yes to some obligations that I probably would be better served if I had said no. But I said yes, and, well, when I say yes, and I mean yes, it's something that I do. It's kind of who I am and what I'm about. So, but I do have something fun coming up this weekend. On Saturday morning, I will be taking a walking tour of a very famous street in St. Paul called Summit Avenue, which sits atop a hill overlooking the city of St. Paul, and I believe it is the country's longest contiguous street of historical mansions in the country. It's called Summit Avenue, and it starts on top of the hill in St. Paul and goes all the way towards the river, the mighty Mississippi. And along this is just a mind-blowing collection of mansions that were built by such people as James J. Hill, who was a prominent businessman. Also, you know, we had some railroad magnates. That was James J. Hill. And, of course, agriculture is big in our state. So Minneapolis was known as the flower capital of the world. It's also the home of places like General Mills and Pillsbury. I'm sure if you've ever heard of the Pillsbury Doughboy, well, that's a Minnesota company, Fortune 500. Woot. So, there you have it. You know, I am in the midst of rush hour traffic, which is not something that I'm used to doing. So, I think I will take this opportunity to close out at the moment. And perhaps after the movie, I might be back on a little, kind of a mini movie review of The Avengers. But before I tell you about that, I will let you know, because I know if you're like me, it takes a while to get around to some of these new release films. You're always busy running around taking care of stuff. Speaking of stuff, note to self, I should tell you a little bit more about stuff. I mean physical possessions. I've been helping a couple of friends move the last couple of weeks, and it's really made me think about the kinds of things that I own. So we'll talk about that later, at a later time. I'm going to come back to that. So if you'd like, you can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, or you can call my listener line at area code 612-56-SCOOT. That's 612-56-SCOOT. 567 2668. So, I might be back. I might not. If I'm not, until next time, do take care.